ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, entitled Why Prithu Maharaj's Meeting with Kumaras, text number 56. Rajeti Adhan Namadheyam Somaraja Ivaparaha Shuryavad Visrijan Grinyan Pratapanscha Bhuvovasu. Rajityadhan Namadheyam Shomaraja Ivaparaha Shuryavad Visrijan Grinyan Pratapanscha Bhuvovasu. Rajityadhan Namadheyam Somaraja Ivaparaha Shuryavad Visrijan Grinyan Pratapanscha Bhuvovasu. Rajityadhan Namadheyam Somaraja Ivaparaha Shuryavad Visrijan Grinyan Pratapanscha Bhuvovasu.
Visrijan, distributing, Grinyan,
exacting, Pratapan, by strong ruling, Cha, also, Bhuvaha, of the world, Vasu, revenue. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Maharaj Prithu became as celebrated as a king. Maharaj Prithu became as celebrated as a king as Somaraja, the king of the moon. He was also powerful and exacting, just like the sun god, who distributed heat and light and at the same time exacts all the planetary waters. Please repeat. Maharaj Prithu became as celebrated as a king, Somaraja, the king of the moon. He was also powerful and exacting, just like the sun god, who distributes heat and light and at the same time exacts all the planetary waters. Purport. In this verse, Maharaj Prithu is compared to the kings of the moon and kings of the moon and sun. The king of the moon and the king of the sun serves as examples of how the Lord desires the universe to be ruled. The sun distributes heat and light and at the same time exacts water from all planets. The moon is very pleasing at night, and when one becomes fatigued after a day's labor in the sun, he can enjoy moonshine. Like the sun god, Prithu Maharaj distributed his heat and light to give protection to his kingdom, for without heat and light no one can exist. Similarly, Prithu Maharaj exacted taxes and gave such strong orders to the citizens and government that no one had the power to disobey him. On the other hand, he pleased everyone just like moonshine. Both the sun and moon have particular influences by which they maintain order in the universe. And modern scientists and philosophers should become familiar with the Supreme Lord's perfect plan for universal maintenance. So we are hearing the characteristics of Prithu Maharaj. We just finished the association with the Kumaras. So here it says, Tiraja iti adhan namadheyam Somaraja ivapara. He was just like the other, another moon, or the another sun, who is distributing his heat and light in the form of taking care of citizens. And he is so strong in his ruling. And he's not only he's strong, he's also very pleasing. He's also very kind to the citizens. So in this way he takes care of his citizens and also exact taxes, whatever that they are needed. And he distributes this to the people where it is needed. So in the following slokas, of course we are not allowed to go further, though we can see how his qualities are described. He is like a mountain. When he is determined to do something, he does. He is so fixed, like a mountain, Sumeru. And Mahendra Ivadurjaya, he is so so strong and so powerful that nobody can conquer him. And nobody have the power to disobey him. And he's also so tolerant, like Bhumi Devi, Mother Earth. Bhumi Devi tolerates so much the burden of the non-devotees, the asuras. So to remove the burden of Bhumi Devi, the Lord has to appear. So in this way, his qualities are given in the following few verses. So in the history, we can find some of those kings who are having these qualities. In the modern history, you can find there was a very strong ruler, Chhatrapati Shivaji, his name is. He was in Maharashtra. And we have learned something about him. You know, I cannot describe the whole thing right now. Something that says his determination was so strong. There's a statement. Because he was so determined to move the Mughal Samrajya, what it's called, the Muslim rulings. He was so annoyed with this system how the Muslims were ruling in India. Aurangzeb was ruling at that time before he became king. So Chhatrapati Shivaji was so much determined. Actually, Radhanath Maharaj mentions in one of his lectures that when Chhatrapati Shivaji, he was a very little child, and his mother used to narrate the stories of great, great kings of the history every day and every night. And that was her duty. So Radhanath Maharaj describes it nicely that, you know, to be mother is a great responsibility. What kind of child you want, how you want to mold him. You want to make him a great devotee, a great fighter, a great hero, kshatriya. So then you have to choose the character and show him. Srila Prabhupada recommends that pregnant ladies, they should read Krishna book so that he gets all this bhakti rasa through Krishna books. You know, when mother reads, the child hears. Narada Muni was narrating all this great pastimes of the Lord when Kayadu was pregnant. And, you know, Kayadu is the mother of Prahlad. While Prahlad was in the womb, he heard all these great, you know, great signs of devotional service and the pastimes of the Lord while being in the womb. So in the same way, Srila Prabhupada has given the system and he has recommended that to be mother, the mothers to be mother should read Krishna book regularly. So then, you know, they have whatever they desire from the child. They want him to be a great preacher, a leader of the society, or a hero, ruler of the society, the kingdom, or in country. You know, so then they have to work for it. So then, I thought it is worth mentioning since Radhanath Maharaj has quoted this past time. Even though he's a king of the modern age, he was so strong. He grew up in a very, very with a strong determination that he wants to kick out this Mughal Samrajya, what's called the ruling of the Muslims, Aurangzeb. So his associates have warned him that Aurangzeb is very strong. This Muslim king is strong. You can't really get rid of him. So he said, I am very determined to this. So in Sanskrit there was a line we studied that long time before. He said, Jajjalyamana kiranostu dineshu chandra surya samavishatu paschimadik pradeshat. May there be moon rising during the daytime with brighter than sun, with the bright illumination, but, you know, greater than sun. And may the sun start rising from the west. We normally say sun is rising from the east. So he said, may the sun rise from the west. May the mountains start flying all over this sky. But I will not change my determination. Vyartha avishati namad vihita pratigya. I made a vow and it was not going in vain. So those kind of rulers have been in India, and so as a result, he established what is called, his kingdom is known as Hindavi, what is called Hindavi Bharat, the Hindustan. Only Hindus can live here. Hindus includes also Vaishnava. And don't think that Hindus then separate than Vaishnavas. In their list, Hindu means you are Vaishnava, those who worship Lord Vishnu, and then Sanatan, in their term, means that you worship everybody. That's Sanatan in their term. And so, and you have Arya Samaj, they are impersonalists, and you have Buddhist, you know, the followers of Lord Buddha, and Jainis. How many are there? Vaishnavas, Sanatan, Arya Samaj, Buddhist, Hindus, Buddhist, Jainis, and there is one more. Huh? Yeah. So in this way, they have six categories of people who are considered Hindu. We are also in their understanding. This is the Hindu Samrajya, you know, Chhatrapati Shivaji. And they have a lot of other supports, like Guru Nanak, who was a strong supporter of Shivaji. And also, as a guru, he preached Lord Vishnu, the devotion to Lord Vishnu. And after that, became Kabir Das, another saint. Of course, he does not recommend Murti Puja as idol worship, as Srila Prabhupada says. We are not worshipping idol, though. We are worshipping deities. We don't worship idol. So Kabir Das has condemned the idol worship. So if you simply worship that little stone in the temple, and if you think you achieve the Lord's mercy, then why not we go in the mountain of the rock and worship the whole mountain? You will be totally submerged in the mercy of the Lord. So the idol worship, it does not recommend. So worshipping the Lord was called Pahan Puja Harimile To Me Pujo Pahad. By worshipping the stone, somebody achieves, attains the Lord, then I would just go to the mountain and worship the big, mountain of the rock. So talking about the great characteristics of Prithu Maharaj, in the following verses it's also said that Prithu Maharaj was like Dharmaraj in his qualities. There's many things mentioned. He was like ocean, he was like in this sloka he says he was like sun god and moon god, and also entertaining with the citizens. That is also another quality of the king. And around 10th century there was the king known as Bhoj, King Bhoj. Sometimes at that time also another king was Vikramaditya. It's around 2000 years ago. King Vikramaditya became very known to his justice. He was so just, you know. Any problem in the kingdom, he would personally go most of the time to find the cause of this the problem, and give him the right, justice. So he is said to have 9 jewels in his parliament, in his assembly. So there are 9 jewels are great scholars. And foremost of them is called Kalidas. Kalidas is very much known to his quick poetry. And then later he becomes the his assembly men. Kalidas becomes one of the assembly the scholar of the King Bhoj. And in those days, the king used to be scholarly, and they used to have entertainment with the pandits. So Kalidas was one of the best one. Of course, he has direct mercy of Kali. Bhojraj, King Bhoj. This Bhoj had nothing to do with the Bhoj dynasty, but, where we read from Bhagavatam. This is different. So, time to time, he would come and sit in the parliament, waiting for the scholars, and he would put a puzzle there. So one time he had a desire to hear some Krishna katha. So he came and sat on his throne, and so now when the pandits comes as his assembly members, the pandits one by one they come and they say, Maharaj ki jai ho. So in response he would just murmur some tone. So they're supposed to figure it out what he's going to say, what he meant with this. But the most of them couldn't figure it out. So they all wait for the most learned one, Kalidas. He always comes late, toward the end. So when Kalidas arrives, he says, Maharaj ki jai ho. So Bhoj says, they are expecting the order. Okay, what is there any service for us? So he just gave this tone. So Kalidas gets into idea, because he's Ashukavi, he's a quick poet. Anything he can hear, anything he can see, he can make a poet immediately. So he stands there and says, Maharaj, not like this. This is unclear. Mm-hmm. He says, tatam tatam tam tatam tatam ta. Okay. So then king says, can you describe it? Sure, he says, okay. So he immediately imagines a scene, immediately in his mind. And so he describes. Okay, so Lord Ramachandra came back from his exile. So now his final moment, the important, very important moment of his being king. He is coronated. So at that point, he is sitting on the throne. The throne is very high, as the citizens are sitting around in as assembly, watching the coronation of Lord Ramachandra. And so at that moment, that's a ceremony that the wife goes and washes his feet. So he imagined that Sita Rani is going with her friends, and she's going very slow, and there's many steps to climb up, and she has a golden pot on her hand to wash feet of Lord Ramachandra. So she's walking, going up with her friends, and slowly she rises up, during that time while everybody's waiting. Everybody put their hands in the wind bag and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yeah, this is our experience. I used to do yagyas in Alachua, and during the Alachua, during the yagyas, sometimes something is missed, something is not there, right? So we have to wait 2 or 3 minutes. So during that time, It becomes so boring that everybody puts hands and chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the benefit of Sangha and benefit of Sadhu Sangha. So everybody is sitting there, let's chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I was wondering if this happens only this place or also in their house when they are watching TV, you know. The movie is coming, okay, there is now the interval, some advertisement comes. Okay, let's chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Does it happen at home? Maybe not. You know, when advertisement comes, then we start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So when Sitarani is going up all the stairs, he is climbing, everybody chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So finally she got up there, she's about to wash the feet of Lord Ramachandra. All of a sudden, what happened? The pot slipped out from her hand and then went all the way down to the steps, making a sound. Tatang, 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 like this. So he made this shloka right there. Rajya Visheke Madhavivalaya Hastachyuto Hemaghato Yuvatya Shopana Margeshu Karoti Shaddam Tatam, tatam, tam, tatatam, tatam, tam. Hare Krishna. So, I need to go attend class at the school, so I stop here. Thank you, Hare Krishna. I would say many more, but I don't have time. I'm sorry? That's the right answer. So, any question on this? Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.